Thank you everybody for coming. This meeting is called to order for Tuesday, June 5th. Special McKinney Arts Commission meeting. First item on the agenda. Oh, actually, roll call.
Here.
So, you want to announce yourself?
Oh, we'll do Michael McIntyre.
Okay.
Amanda Beller.
Geoffrey Hall.
Molly.
Nina Dowell Ringley.
All right. So, we have a quorum, so we'll proceed. First item on the agenda is item number 18466, the minutes of McKinney Arts Commission of April 19th, 2018. They had to be amended from 2017.
Hello.
Hi. No, that's okay. And you can announce yourself that you're here.
Greg Huckabee.
Right. You're recorded as here.
You're right, official now.
So when we move to approve the minutes, do we need to approve that they were amended?
If you'll just approve the consent agenda items,
okay.
You can do both of them at the same time.
Okay. And so we'll be up to someone to move to approve.
I move to approve.
I second.
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is item. Yep. What? Oh, yes, we got a vote. Thank you. Sorry. Still so bad at this. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those not in favor? We're all good. Okay. Next item on the agenda is 18467. And that is. Do we need to approve
you already
the minutes?
We already approved
those minutes. So those are already approved.
Yes.
Okay. So regular agenda. Moving on to the regular agenda. Item number 18468, consider act discuss the final report of Odysseus Chamber Orchestra. If we open up the final report, this is the receipts to get their final reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone wants to see that, I can pass my computer around.
I've got it.
And if anybody would like to give a summary on that, is there... anything?
They had 8 events, and the Arts Commission provided $20,000 toward those events. Their total expenses were $61,534, which were the $20,000 was less than 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And from all indications, their events were successful.
And I had the opportunity to meet, and I'm going blank on his name, but...
Jason?
Yeah, on the board at the...
Fred.
Yes, when we were at the discussing the Cultural mm-hmm. Arts District, and he was... he's going to send us tickets to start going to the events,
mm-hmm.
and so he shared this with me if anybody would like to look through it. So I think the money is well spent, what we're doing with them. And this is just to approve what they're due.
Right. So their 70% would have been $14,000. So this is their final 30%. So
70?
$6,000. Yeah. Thank you. It's late in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Move that we approve the final report for the Odysseus Chamber Orchestra.
I second the motion.
Thank you.
Don't forget to vote.
Yeah, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? All right. Okay, moving on to the second item of the agenda. 18469, consider act discuss on approval to use additional special project funds for the American Farmer exhibit. This is for the artist to come out that created these photographs for a book signing. I gave a brief description of what he's going to be doing, and that we're actually going to kind of get a more bang for the buck because he actually wrote 2 books, and he's going to bring out his firefighter book, and there's going to be a book signing. And thank you so much for connecting everyone on
sure.
that. So these are for He reduced his fees from $2,500 to $1,500, and there's a $1,000 fee for travel reimbursement. Rick's has agreed to provide his food, and the Grand Hotel is providing his hotel. So that's going to cover his plane ticket, parking, all of that good, wonderful stuff. So this expenditure is for $2,500, and as I understand, this does fit within our special projects budgets that's left over, which we'll leave, I think, about $1,000 left.
Do you remember how much it's
around, a little bit less?
A little less than $1,000. $986 or something.
So we're milking our dollars. And then like I said, he's going to actually do another book signing, so we get two for the price of one.
So his American Firefighter book, he will be signing at the Firefighter Museum at Central Fire Station from 2:30 to 4:00. Mm. And we're promoting that through the 9/11 committee and various firefighter groups. And I wrote down the other things I need to, like McKinney Bubble Life and all of that.
And I apologize that I haven't got back on that. Yep. A little crazy, but I'm going to promote it also on the Pairing Series websites. And there's also a couple of other firefighter groups that I'll, cycle it through.
Mm-hmm. And then he'll be signing and be there at the opening for mm-hmm. the American Farmer book. And we can pre-order copies of those. I've already pre-ordered a copy. I think they're $50.
Yeah.
And the photographs are just stunning. Absolutely stunning.
I probably missed this at some point. Where's he from?
New York. Well, he doesn't live in New York. I'm trying to remember where he lives, but he's represented out of New York and L.A., and he's actually, believe it or not, he's actually done some work for the agency that I've worked for as a high-end commercial photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hopefully we'll get a lot of press for this, and mm-hmm. Excited about
it. What's his name again?
Paul Mobley.
M-O-B-L-E-Y.
And I'll be sending out everybody a blast of the event, and I've been hesitant to send out blast advertising this until we get our logo, because I want it to go out right, and people kind of get, they see stuff and they're like, they ignore it after a little while. So, but it's on Art and Seek, and most of the events, and mm-hmm. that night's probably going to be pretty big with the farm tour. There's a farm tour that leads up and ends at the exhibit from Atina Green and Rick's, and there. So that's going to be. Mm-hmm. We'll have a bunch of.
And what's the date for this? Excuse me. What's the date for this?
June 16th, and it's a Saturday. It starts at 4:00. 4:00 to. I'll have to look at the end time. I think it's 7:00, which is good. It makes mm-hmm. it not too hard on impact. But we're all kind of pulling together, and things seem to going good.
If you want to send something to the Collin County History Museum, which is right there too,
I actually reached out to them to see if they wanted to be a part of this, and I will send that invitation to them. And I did reach out to the Farm Equipment Museum, mm-hmm. To the Haggards, but no one ever got back to me, and unfortunately, I just. Kept moving forward.
Our board member, Jim Bundy, that recently died, he's done a lot of things over there at the fire station. He was
farm.
So we have a board meeting tomorrow. So.
And the great thing about this is that it doesn't have to be just show up on the 16th. We've got, once it's a success and we get those first photographs of that fun night, mm-hmm. and then hopefully that will generate a whole month, 2 months of activity.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's free, and it's, it's bringing arts to impact. So that's my spiel.
I would make a motion to approve the $2,500.
Second.
Third. I'd like to call that to a vote. All those in favor.
Can we decide who had the second, please?
I think
you did.
Mr. Hookie.
Commissioner. Thank you, Commissioner Harvey.
And thank you, Commissioner Brewer.
No, thank you.
For putting all of this together. It's just amazing.
Well, you have been such a wonderful help. Janae has just come up behind in front of when I don't have time for something and just followed through, especially with the American firefighter. That was a true bonus, and unfortunately I was caught in the middle of a huge project and you just took it in the football and ran. Thank you.
I'm so excited. It's going to be really, really cool.
All right. So moving on to the next item on the agenda, item number 18470, consider act discuss on approving McKinney Arts Commission logo. All right.
I'm glad you printed that because
I enjoyed looking through those and the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. I got my favorite.
You do?
I have my favorite. Okay. We go around the table.
Yeah. Actually, I don't vote on it. It's really up to you.
Why can you not vote?
Right. Oh, can I?
Uh-huh. You can vote. You just can't make a motion.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one do you vote on?
Let's pass it around. I'd love to hear everybody's opinion. I've had a chance to look at it, so I'd like to hear everyone's opinion before I say my opinion.
Do you like the black, the gray,
or the green?
Well,
can we change it out?
My thought was, can we change it out? Because if somebody does black t-shirts and wants to put that on there, we might want a different.
Good point.
I will say these back here, these were my favorite too. Mm-hmm. These feel very corporate, not art at all. And this, it's okay. It feels a little dated to me. I don't know. I think this is the freshest.
But that is my thought on the round one. You know, I like the round one. I could live with the round one, but it looks a lot like what a lot of other people are doing. Mm-hmm. And so I like the square one.
And I lobbied to be able to have this design with the tree, and because the tree is copyrighted, this is the only acceptable way to put the tree out.
I think if we go, my opinion about that is if we go that direction, it's just like what you said earlier. I think everybody goes automatically just to general city stuff when you see that logo right there. That I would, and I really like the crisp and classy, the black one, and I don't know if we were going to, I associate everything with the arts. It seems like everything from music to, with black, and it just looks very classy and crisp. And the only thing I can think of if we had it on a black shirt, either we don't put it on a black shirt or...
We could see it if it's got a white outline, which kind of looks kind of cool.
An outline just around the paint. Or
you could do just a reverse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Exactly.
The negative.
Do a reverse copy of it.
Yeah, I looked up quite a few of them. Black was really one of those that was real bold and stood out.
Yeah.
And, you think about music, different things related to art, the notes are black, the keys are black. Mm-hmm. So I think it all kind of goes together.
I do too.
Sounds like we're all on the same page because that was my opinion. Was I like this because it was arts out of the box. It is separated from kind of any arts logo. The button I like because it's clean, but it's like it doesn't say anything about us. It basically, to me, it says "Yay for arts," but this looks like it's saying something. So
the round one looks to me like a
beer,
wax
seal.
I felt it looked a little dated, and then the others, honestly, when I opened the document, I thought that they were footnotes from the city. Didn't realize they were just
this is an official document,
right? Exactly.
Now at that city event, what was that, Friday? The city event over at the soccer fields. A lot of them had new shirts on, and they were that deep steel gray, which that would look really good on.
I think so, too. I'd love it if they gave us the black as the official, but if they ever gave us the option to have colors, if that was an option.
Okay. Or the reverse. Or the reverse. The negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because so much of what the city does is green.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. with the this. Mm-hmm. And so if they had to make a green, I don't know, for something. I don't think the green. I think all of these colors are nice. But mm-hmm. I think the black's most striking. But I think they're all visually pleasing.
The only other idea that I had is if we use the black one, and then you could always do City of McKinney in that, in our color, the city color. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that would go well.
You know that. I don't know what color that is. It's a green blue.
Hooker, yeah. Hooker mm-hmm. green. I know it really is hooker green. I paint. Yeah, that's the color.
That would be called hooker green. We won't ask why in the adult books. Right?
Well, imagine that too, City of McKinney, if it was in hooker green and then on that black. That's it would look pretty, but I like that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if this was ever possible. If we, and this may be pushing the envelope, but if we ever did something that was that required multicolors, if it was swatches of different colors, like mm-hmm. not necessarily rainbow, but the blend. Anyways, that's the other thought. But anyway, I like the square, so that's my vote, is the square.
Okay. And I really like the tagline, Arts Out of the Box.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah. Arts out, that's, yeah, actually mm-hmm. we could use that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That we don't have to trademark that with them or anything. We don't have to.
I don't know.
We can just start putting it on it, and it just starts.
Yeah.
I mean, if we just phrase it every time, you know, even on a Facebook mm-hmm. post.
You have to get something like that approved?
Copyrighted.
Yeah.
Copyrighted.
Well, hey, it's an official tagline, but.
Yeah, we can.
We could just
say it. If you
want
to make it
just
official.
Just do it.
Yeah.
So, question. Can you actually approve a logo and just, like, have also, you can use different colors based on different situations?
That's what I was wondering.
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I wouldn't think so, because that would mean then everybody could, with the City of McKinney, could go out and do that any time mm-hmm. and have.
They do have brand guidelines, so it's not that it's against the law, but it's mm-hmm. against probably the brand guidelines. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, we can do this, or we can do this. Or.
And probably from a just recognition standpoint, it would be good to have, like, this is what it
Here
is.
Here are your the classic. Three colors. Mm-hmm. You get white, black, green.
I mean, I like the black, but I like to add some color into it, you know. But whatever, it's not that important. I like blue anyway.
Well, if this black was printed, let's say that you have this printed on a light blue shirt, like your color, wouldn't this become blue? Or is this white?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
It's white. I don't think it's transparent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
it's white.
So this is not just negative space. This
no, but
is,
we, okay. we probably could ask if that's what are our guidelines?
Because then you could change the color of this by whatever you printed it on, and it would always be black.
Yeah, if you did it on a shirt, then that would actually have to be three runs, right? Or you would have to...
Mm-hmm. Right, it'd be a little bit more expensive. That's why I was just curious. Are we seeing negative space, or are we seeing white?
White, yeah. I think probably white.
I think mm-hmm. white. You sure would look good on your shirt, though.
Mm-hmm. You could do like the paint splatter or something with Arts, if you wanted some color in it.
Oh, that would be
We could do our own.
Paints. What are you saying?
Like paint splatter. You know, like a visual of paint splatter across the word Arts mm-hmm. instead of being white, okay. if you wanted color in it.
That is really interesting that our color comes from within in the type.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why I was thinking that.
You are the same.
So, we vote on this, but with the feedback, I can't put a motion to vote, but I can.
These are all developed by the city, is that right?
That's correct. And we were hoping to get a consensus from the commission today so that we could use it to promote the American Farmer exhibit.
Do we have to give it to anybody in the city to get approved? Or
they did. They did. We had a meeting with them a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. They just said pick any of these?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, so if you wanted to look at adding color, can you not approve it today?
I think we probably should approve one just to get it on the...
Right.
And then ask the department. They have like a new form that we can request different things.
I wanted to point
write
out...
Write some guidelines or something.
Look at that top one up there, how pretty that looks with the dark and the white.
That's pretty. Mm-hmm.
See, it's real simple, but it tells a lot. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I feel about this black and white mm-hmm. one right here.
Mm-hmm.
kind of looks blue from here for some reason.
It is.
It's kind of blue at the top and green.
But think of that blue color even in the, on a shirt with this on it.
Mm-hmm. It'll look nice.
Yeah, I think it look. I think this looks real classy. Mm-hmm. I make a motion to approve the black box.
Second.
Arts logo. Oh.
Go ahead. She can second it. It's fine.
All right, so call to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
No one against.
I'm so glad we all like the same one.
I am too.
I was kind of scared.
I am too. I think it signifies so much. I think I'm excited.
Very, very clean.
The circle kind of looks like a beer logo.
A little bit. I mean, everything's like craft and it's got age to it. I think this can be more timeless. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think more can be done with it, and especially with the district coming up. I know the district's not going to be square, but it's going to go along with kind of framing things.
If you look at the round one, you could like use multiple times on something would look really good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that, we've gone through all of the items on the agenda. There's more.
One last one.
One more. Consider, discuss, act on the proposed changes to the art grant guidelines regarding requirements for the arts grants. This is something that Janae sent me, that there's language that's been adapted from the guidelines, all necessary, and there was probably the main thing that was added was that it was something that you suggested about showing that it was done in McKinney, or which one is it?
We put in evaluation criteria based on what the commission has been, the old criteria. We would just update the guidelines kind of every year, like when we came up with project grants, then we put that in the guidelines or changed the dates on them, that sort of thing. But in practice, what the commission was evaluating the applications on really wasn't what the applicants were being told they were being evaluated on per the guidelines. So we updated that this year to make that consistent with what the commission has really been looking at in the past. We put in that programming board membership do not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, gender, or disability. Must have been chartered for 12 months prior to application, have stable programming, prior obligations, contract obligations. These were all things that we looked at before, but we didn't explicitly put them in the guidelines. For season grants, it has the primary facility in McKinney, perform at least 2/3 of its events, programs, or performances within McKinney, promote the city of McKinney and have an active board of directors with either 3 members who reside or work in McKinney or 1/3 of its members reside or work in McKinney. So really for the season grants, just the thought that these really need to be, you know, McKinney organizations or McKinney focused. You know, change the date and time that everything is due. Let's see.
Now, did you say it was for a type of grant?
For season grants.
Seasoned?
Season. So we have season grants, which are for an entire season of events. Like Odysseus did 7 events. And they're for more established groups. Outreach grants are limited to $3,000. And they're for smaller groups that may just have a one-time event, or they may be coming in from Dallas, you know, something interesting that we want to bring, something new from a different part of the state, like Kupira Marimba is performing at Juneteenth, and they're from Austin. We've brought them in for 2 years on an outreach grant. And then you have project grants, which are like the MAA, that sort of thing, and those, the max on those is $10,000, but they all have the $50,000 or 50% match requirement. So the other is just kind of wording, and then evaluation, you can see we put evaluation, mission, purpose of the organization, describe the program, if it was funded last year, how well did you do? One of the questions that the commission always asks. Artistic merit, how will the proposed season or program promote excellence in the arts? Describe how the applicant organization is directly involved in the creation and presentation of programs. describe how support of the proposed season or events will foster support for artists demonstrating merit and achievement in their fields. Let's see. How does the season program meet a need not being met by other organizations? That's one of the questions that commission always asks. How will the support, the season program or event enrich the diverse cultural resources of McKinney? Will it bring visitors to McKinney? Do you track that? And does it reflect the organization's mission and purpose? A couple years ago, we had an applicant that came in, asked for an outreach grant, and it did not reflect their purpose, but we really didn't have anything that addressed that. We said, it's just an outreach grant. Let's see what they do with it. Well, it turned out that it wasn't very successful because it was really off of their mission. And then capability, measurable evidence of support for the organization, financial commitment, grant amount request in relation to total cost of the program, season or events, applicant history of administrative financial capability, and how do you publicize your events, which is something that the commission has always been interested in. Then the McKinney Commission logo or credit line. I think that's what you were talking about. The grantee shall include in all promotion. And I think everything else is pretty standard. Yeah, they'll provide tickets for two commission representatives to attend funded events at no charge. So that's kind of the outline of the changes. The grant, if approved, this is what we'll give the grantees that come to the training on Friday. The commission approved funding for Zoom grants, so we now have it on Zoom grants, our application. I'm super excited about it. I think we've used it for our Community Grants Advisory Commission grants prior to this. It worked really well, so we'll be training them on Zoom grants. It's pretty intuitive, and I think we're going to have a lot easier process for our grantees this year.
So what we are voting on is to approve the guidelines.
I motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
None against? So that was the last item.
I'll back up just a second.
Yes.
We just approved the logo, and we just put language in there about it. Is this where we get specific, or do we get somewhere else where we say, you know, here's the minimum size that logo can be on your, because I think you brought it up at one point that it was teeny tiny somewhere or not at all, and you know, we talked about maybe, you know, saying, you know, so many square inches per however much money we give, you know,
that's certainly like that. Yeah,
adding the word prominent. It depends on how someone would print it or what they're printing it on, but yeah, definitely should be big.
But how do, yeah, so how
it's kind of hard to say what size, because you know, if it's a hat, you don't, you know, or it's kind of hard, but
or a brochure, it would be different than if it was on a
there's
t-shirt.
So many different measurements for everything that's printed.
I think 2 inches is the normal, isn't it? Or, I don't
know. You go back to the city about guidelines. You can ask.
They may have.
Because they probably have.
They
standards.
May have a language about their logo.
Okay. It has to be scalable too. You know.
Yeah.
If you get
right.
it too small, you can't. You
one third of the piece you're doing is about right.
Yeah, because I just kind of thought. If you have $20,000, you know, then I was just tiny at the bottom, and someone they gave $500. Just it, you know, no one's trying to be discriminatory in what they do, but we should. Make sure that the citizens of McKinney truly, should know.
We could say if it has to be as large as the largest other logo that's on the piece.
Yeah, more than and it can also be a conversation with each individual group. as we're having discussions with them and they're presenting, it's like, okay, what are your plans to show? How are you going to show? Our logo, and then at that time asking for it too, so we know what they're going to be
placement
doing.
Too. I mean, I'm thinking about that brochure. If you if it was, you know, on the front or back cover versus on page 17,
Yeah.
That makes a difference too.
Very interesting.
So do we get input on that? With the, like where it goes or anything like that or what?
Well, a lot of times I don't know that they know what they're doing. So at the point, yeah, at the point of when they're presenting, asking for the grant, we express and that their willingness to put us prominent and in a high place will reflect whether they get a grant next year. And that would you mind sharing with us when you do your promotional materials? Would you mind sharing with us and let us give our 2 cents?
Mm-hmm. I would think we should, I don't like the word, dictate the policy.
Sure.
That if you're going to have a booklet, a brochure, our logo should be displayed prominently on the second last page or whatever. Give them some guidelines so it's not buried.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unless they get approval for some reason that they have all the logos on a big spreadsheet in the middle or something.
I mean, we're funding 50% of their project.
Sure.
Yeah. We have some say.
Yeah.
Or up to because some folks, you know, might ask for $20,000 and the commission may only, you know, decide to fund $2,000. So
is it in the guidelines anywhere? I mean the.
I don't think it is now. We just now
have a logo, but yeah, I agree with you guys that it should be prominent and huge.
Especially now we have a really cool bright logo.
Exactly. Yeah. And they should want to because we make them look good.
Yeah, they want it in mind.
So say prominently displayed and then whether written or verbal following McKinney or credit line. We'll just put
prominently recognition
displayed.
With
like that booklet there, does it have any logos on it?
Not ours because we didn't have one.
I mean, but from other parts of the city or
it has different businesses. I'm not sure. I was gonna fold it in the airplane. So.
It should have remember because we had that one logo. It
looks like it's just advertisements.
Yeah, I see a lot of advertisements.
Yeah.
See, I can imagine.
And that may have been that they sold advertisements.
Like here's this one that, you know, ours would be down there or something.
Yeah,
a flyer.
Like if they sold advertisement to get in the brochure and that's how they raise money, we should be like a part of the highest, wherever we are in their tier of receivables,
you
know.
I'm sure we gave more money than the advertisements.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. No. Never mind. That was Frisco School of Arts.
Nothing on the front.
We should get a page.
Nothing.
We should get a brochure ourselves.
Nothing. They have their little logo on the front.
And, you know, it's not unheard of to ask, to see these, just a proof, just to take a look, just to make sure it's, you know, in the right context, you know.
Well,
here we go on this advertisement. You have them at the bottom. I guess this is not part of this. These are the events. I see. Okay.
On the front, it looks like there's their, the front of the book, it looks like it's their logo.
Well, yeah, it can be Performing Arts Centers down here. That's not really the logo, but you may have the Odyssey's
that's
logo,
cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not prominent.
Asked for it, so I think I think it'll be good.
So if we asked for their promotional materials in advance, is that something that you all would feel comfortable having staff review, or would we need to bring those to a meeting?
Staff review would be fine. And if you wanted to share it with us, then we can take a look at it. But I think, you have to tell us time-wise if you have enough time to review that.
Is it on the,
No, not ours, but they have a center thing.
Oh, it says funded by, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's us. That was the old logo.
In part by the McKinney Arts Commission. Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the issue is that the logo didn't look like a logo. It looked it looked just
like a letterhead.
Yeah.
Like this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the issue is in the space of it. But I think this is going to help a lot. Mm-hmm. If we can get it that size on that paper.
I think the only time that we would want to be involved in any of the decisions if they wanted some sort of exception for some reason that was opposed to the guidelines, outside the guidelines.
And to make it easy on you, maybe it's at a certain level. So if it's a smaller level, then it's, you know, but at a larger level, if it's, then maybe that's when we really review their promotional materials. Mm-hmm. And What are we getting for the...
Yeah. Do we get a flag with that on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hang it on our porch.
I want to go to town with that. You know, what might be interesting is to ask Amy. I know they're going to do the cultural district, but if, you know, she wants to see our logo and mm-hmm. see if that can be a part of some of the branding on the city, on the signs and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah.
Since we've already really approved it. Huh? Which, since we've already approved it now.
Yeah, actually, that could, mm-hmm. that could work. And, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that could be, that could really be
cool.
Get that, well, you, I was bouncing off your idea about flags.
Yeah. Yeah. We can have flags all over the city.
We get bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm. Could all get matching tattoos.
Exactly. That's funny.
I'm sure they're going to have signs up.
Well, what's funny is I saw a lady with a City of Dallas tattoo on her shoulder.
What?
For real?
Why?
Actually, I've seen two ladies, one at the State Fair and one last weekend at a swimming pool. I guess it was the big D with the star, and I was like, that's the City of Dallas logo. And I'm
that's
like,
so funny.
Dallas
that's
proud
that's
of her.
That's committed right there.
Or maybe they're getting paid to advertise.
There you go.
Paid in blood.
But car stickers would be fun. That would be fun.
Okay.
To do.
Because mm-hmm. that could come out of outreach.
You know, even just like 4x4 or 3, you know, not mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm-hmm.
We could have a membership of the Arts Commission Guild to support, and they get a car sticker and a shirt for $25.
The shirt could say, I support.
Actually, that's a great idea. Because
even if you don't put it on your car, a lot of people put them on their laptop or,
yeah, they put them in their store window or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Would the commissioners be interested in having like polo shirts or something with the logo on them?
Yeah, those steel gray shirts that they Paul Grant, all those mm-hmm. people were wearing the other day were nice. Mm-hmm. They were like they were striking, you know. I don't know where it looked like everybody had new shirts.
That's their new departmental for that's the city manager's office.
Really? Their but shirts. Then even the utilities or some of the others had that same color gray like mm-hmm. a golf shirt type thing, and then mm-hmm. there were some t-shirts, but it was all that steel gray. It was really nice. Mm-hmm.
Did you say a goth shirt? No, kidding.
Just. But that would look nice on gray.
Mm-hmm. Black. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either gray or that color blue, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as long as it's not a hot shirt.
Yeah.
If a commissioner went to an event, then yeah. that would spur mm-hmm. people talking to you, mm-hmm. maybe asking more questions, and, mm-hmm. and you can also pick up potential people interested as well as share some of the things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea,
especially if there's a membership program opportunity. Yeah. You know, if they ask about, oh, you could become a member.
Okay, and then there is an event, the serve event, where the Arts Commission will have a table, is on Thursday. I'm right there, aren't I, Judy? My days have been messed up this week. We're interviewing for interns, and the poor little girl came today because I told her Tuesday and I went Wednesday.
Late throws us all off.
Yeah, so... anyway, from 5 to 7, basically, at Collin Higher Education Center. If we have any volunteers that would like to come help me staff the table and get people interested in supporting the Arts Commission, at either...
I would
this
either
Thursday?
Have been on May
20 this Thursday?
This Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I'm the president,
so I was kind of planning on... I can't. Okay.
If they vote me off the board immediately, I'll be there.
Okay. I can't commit to it. If mm-hmm. I get... I have a couple of sessions that... just landed. If mm-hmm. I get out early, then I'll come by, but I okay. don't want anybody to rely on me.
Okay.
Well, and if I can get off work, that's okay. usually when I go do Dallas and stuff. What time is it?
It's from 5:30 to 7, and it's at the Collin Higher Education Center off of 121.
I think I can do it. I think Justin's got to be there okay. anyway. I was just looking. I think he tweeted about it. I was trying to find it. But okay. I think I can be there.
Yeah, okay. Can I brought, come up out?
Okay, excellent.
I brought truffles last time, trying to get people to...
If you bring truffles, I'll be there. Yeah.
It is fun. You meet a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if... Well, if you probably... You went to one,
Greg
but
did it last time.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun.
You see old faces that you haven't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm. It was all new for me, new faces.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Good way to meet people.
Are you going to talk? Are we under comments right now, board or commissioner comments?
Yeah, please comment.
Are you going to talk to us about this?
I can. Greg, I'll give you a couple of these. Okay.
And I'm going to participate in this.
Yeah,
I think.
Molly's even coming. And they're printed up. Yeah. They're printed up both sides. This is kind of a break into the art world at Pecan Grove Cemetery because we always get comments. What beautiful scenery we have! We have unusual architecture down there with the chapel, and there's some of the artwork that's on some of the monuments down there is one of a kind. You can't find it anywhere else. And so there's always a lot of art comments down there. Well, this all started with kind of the Art Club of McKinney. We got in a conversation with them, and they had the Cove was available during the Mass tour this year. And so just in kicking things back and forth, we said, well, what if we just put out a call to all artists and anybody who wants to submit a piece of artwork based on the images of Pecan Grove Cemetery, will form an exhibit, and we'll have a built-in audience for the Mass tour, and because they're on the tour, and we'll just see where it goes. Well, it's taken off really well. We have so far 18 committed artists to submit artwork for that exhibit, and about another 20 to 30 that are thinking about it at this point, and. Then an idea came up. Well, we're asking people to go out there and do paintings, drawings, photography, whatever. Anyway, why don't we make an event out of it? And so we formed a program where on the second Sunday of each month, from 1 to 5, we've set that time aside. We're asking artists if you want to come out during that time. Of course, cemetery's open anytime. You can come out anytime you want. But during that time, it's kind of a recognized, organized time. We're going to have live music up on the gazebo. This Sunday coming up is the second Sunday. This is going to be our first one. We've got a violin quartet from Boyd High School that's going to provide the music for the afternoon. And we'll have some sort of liquid refreshment there to keep everybody cool. And hopefully, the backdoor hope to this is that we'll build this up to where enough artists are coming out there on a regular basis during that time that it kind of becomes a tourist attraction in and of itself, that people actually come out and watch the other artists paint. Telling Molly earlier that we've got one gentleman who said, well, if I come out there and sit up and paint and, a group wants to kind of huddle around and watch, he says, I'll even give a little art lesson. So, there's a lot of different pieces to this that are kind of brewing. And we have no idea what we're doing, so we're flying right now until it kind of settles in and takes the form it's going to take. And we preface all of that with weather permitting. So
so all of this work gets done up to November, and then
anybody who comes up there and paints, draws, takes pictures, whatever. Absolutely. If you want to submit it into the exhibit, it's fine. The more the better.
Well, that was you had to do the work there.
No.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I tell people all the time, if you want to submit something and you can't get out to the cemetery to do it, go to our website, go to our Facebook page, mm-hmm. steal something. there's plenty of pictures mm-hmm. there. Just go from there. You're not required to do it from there at all. And there's no entry fee into the exhibit. If you want to sell your work, we're not charging any commission or anything. We're going to have a fundraiser separate from the exhibit. At the exhibit, we're going to have a wine pull. So that'll be separate from the exhibit, but it'll be at the exhibit.
I'm gonna do it. I don't know if I'll be there on Sunday, but I'll be painting for it. But my question is, I've got a couple students that are going to be seniors. Mm-hmm. that were interested because we talked about doing it this summer.
Absolutely.
But they're not adults. There won't be 18.
That's not
a
problem.
Is there an age?
There's not a problem. I've got a couple from Boyd High School art program that I've got two grandkids at Boyd High School. That's the reason I got contacts.
Okay.
And they plan on doing it too. No, there's no age restrictions on it.
Okay.
In fact, I was surprised. I don't know if any of you are aware that, of course, Annie Royer is a private art teacher, and last night they did a pop-up art show at the Cove with her students, and she's got some students that are as young as 8 years old, and I was flabbergasted at how well they did. Wow. how well they did paintings, and I told her I was going to have to come take a couple lessons. But so no, there's no age limit on this whatsoever. So anyway, that's my...
Since we're talking about Pecan Grove, I just wanted to say that I'm so glad that we had part in the McKinney Community Band there for the memorial.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that.
Gosh,
they are
just
always
awesome.
They are always a highlight. And
yeah.
It seems like, well, every year we kind of tweak it. We get together with them, and they say, well, how about we try this with the music? How about we try that? And it just seems to get better every year. So
mm-hmm. That was
real,
so good.
Real pleased. Real happy with it. Had a good turnout. Everybody got good and hot.
Great. Staff comment, the only comment I have is that the next meeting of the commission will be, it's July 9th, is that correct, Judy? From 3 to 8 p.m. or to, I think it's July 9th.
It's the 10th.
July 10th?
It's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Somebody have my phone.
July 10th is a Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. So it's July 10th from 3 to 8 p.m. and we'll have breaks in there, and hopefully it won't go that long. We'll have sign-ups on Friday, but this is for the presentations. So the different grantees that are applying for funds will come in and do their presentation, same format as before. They have 5 minutes to present. I believe you have 10 minutes for questions. And we'll
this
provide.
Is our next meeting?
Yes.
And it's a Tuesday?
Tuesday, that's correct. July 10th. And then we'll meet.
What time?
3 to 8 p.m. It's all of, we thought it would be easier to get all of the presentations on one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm out of town that weekend. Or that day.
I've got it on my...
Okay, and then the next meeting would be our regularly scheduled meeting on July 19th, and that would be, we've got a couple final reports to approve and also to make the funding decisions. So you basically will have, as soon as the grants come in, they close, what is it, July 8th, whatever that Monday is.
It's the
9th. Okay, so they close on the 9th, and let's see, we'll open them up for you guys to look at that point. And so you'll basically have, you know, 10 days to view them.
Is there any way, I know I'm going to be going on the 19th, mm-hmm. I'm going to be here on the 10th, so does that mean, is there a way I can...
Absolutely.
Proxy vote or do something.
Yeah, because we'll have a spreadsheet, and the way that we do it is we send the spreadsheet out, and you can beforehand, you know, make your funding recommendations. We have a certain amount that, you know, we're going to recommend, staff recommends what we put into projects and outreach and that kind of stuff, and whatever's left over, you know, is the recommendation for the arts grants. And so you can plug that into a spreadsheet. We'll send that out in advance of the meeting, and then that way people kind of know where okay. their priorities are, and then everybody sort of negotiates to get to the final funding. So yeah, absolutely.
So the 19th is the final funding.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, but you can send in your spreadsheet with your recommendation, so your
that's what
vote
I did
can
last
be,
year.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be sorry.
Yeah, so your vote can be heard.
And will I still vote if I'm not there on the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even if I don't see the presentation?
Right, you'll okay. vote, you know, based on you have conversations with
okay.
one commissioner at a time, right?
Mm-hmm. and I have the audio if you want to listen to it.
Okay, well, and won't there be documents I could look
yes,
through?
Yes, and
also?
That'll be the
okay.
applications, which
yeah.
you'll be able to see a lot of things on
okay.
the application.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. the grants or the software package is really good. So you'll be able to go in and look through all of their documents and their financials.
How many applicants do we already have?
We don't have any yet. The grant opens on June 8th, so Friday at midnight. And last year we had 17.
I think so.
How do you advertise that?
You know, it's really not hard. we put it out.
Everyone knows where the money is.
Yeah, we put it out. They start calling us about February, asking when the grant's gonna come out or be posted.
A list of people who have indicated they were interested, and you know, sometimes some of those drop off the list because they dissolve or go away or something.
Ones come on. And sometimes folks will move from an outreach grant to a season grant, you know, which is if they're growing or doing more than one performance, or we've had that happen as well.
And it's on the website, too.
I'm sorry?
It's on the website.
Oh, right. Okay.
So if we want to discuss it, like if I wanted to call him or Molly or somebody to say something, you know, that I've seen them before or something, that's okay? Or
as long as it's only one person you're talking to.
Just one is that the way it works?
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that actually. Let's let our discussions be on the record and all of that with the whole group.
All right.
So strike that.
Okay. Earlier comment. I'm just wanting to make sure.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I like to see her or something. I don't want to do something I'm not supposed to.
Yeah. I think it would be better to if everybody, you know, although it's not supposed to be a quorum, so technically it wouldn't be, you know, violation, but I think that it's better to have those discussions, and then that way everybody gets the same information as well.
Okay. Yeah. How many, so you said 17 last year, how many of those typically are funded?
15 usually.
Okay.
We'll get,
so most of them
get something. Yeah, unless
may
there's
not
a
be
problem
what they ask for,
right? Unless there's a problem with their performance or, you know, something like that in previous years.
Do you mark, will you be red flagging like some of them if they're not correct when we get them, you know, like if they didn't follow the guidelines, or do we go through the guidelines with each one ourselves?
No, if their application is incomplete or something, I'll ask them for that additional information.
Okay.
So make sure that they have complete applications. But, you know, if it's something that's really far off of what we ask for, then, you know, it's usually if they can't manage to do the application correctly, then we're kind of assuming they can't manage a program or the grant. That's really far off.
Do you ever have situations where they do the presentation and they're asked to go back and fix something and come back, or is that
not in the presentation? Not really. Sometimes there are, you know, questions that they can't answer, and it's like, okay, well, this is something that the commission is interested in, and so you need to have the answer for next year, or they'll call me and I'll let the commission know.
Okay.
Any other comments or feedback? It's nice to see everyone.
We do need a motion to adjourn. Ready.
So I'd like to do I do that?
You asked for it.
Okay. Who would like to motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks for your patience.
No one does that. Do we just stay here forever?
Yes.